A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away.
Episode 10. The crew of the Tin Sparrow, having finished their mission for Mardosh, learn the location of the legendary Logue Dagger, an ancient artifact once used by the Assassins of Marisi, now a symbol of power and cunning. The dagger, located on Orn Mantell, is in the personal collection of Senator Nomi Kandrun, and Mardosh tells the crew to find his contact, a person named Linkby. Once Markinobi returned from his one-night stand with Ants, the crew boarded their ship, leaving Tatooine, headed across the galaxy to Orn Mantell.
So when you guys left off, you just left Tatooine. You guys got the from Mardosh Pox, you guys were told where the Logue Dagger was. The Logue Dagger was on Orn Mantell. They told you that a senator on the planet had it. Her name was Nomi Kandrun, I believe her name was. Senator Nomi Kandrun. It is in her personal collection. And that, and you guys need to go get it from her.
So you
guys
steal it?
You will have many a ways
to probably get it. Talk to her.
Yeah.
That'll work.
I think we could Ocean 11.
That'll work real well.
Worked the first time, right?
So you guys are on your ship for, it's supposed to take you about 2 weeks to get there. How far away Orn Mantell is from Tatooine. So you guys have some time to do some shit on the ship, on the Tin Sparrow or the Spectre or whatever the fuck you're calling it this week.
Don't we need to go to Kashyyyk first?
You, at some point, about a week into this trip is when you guys will make your pit stop on Kashyyyk. So we'll get there when you guys get there in the while you're doing stuff. And then we'll just be like, oh, you went to Kashyyyk. Cool. Had fun. And you went on your way. So for the first week, what are you guys doing?
Well,
there's a lot of stuff that you guys are talking about.
Chubrub and Kale are teaching each other different things. Like, I'm teaching him how to be polite and a civilized creature.
How to not steal shit.
How to not steal shit. And he is teaching me how to make bombs, or showing me the inner workings of crafting.
Crafting bombs.
Just crafting. Yeah.
Okay. So, just teaching him to be polite, or like,
I don't know.
I'm teaching him to do tricks.
Hey, tricks?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Okay.
Did you say you're teaching him to turn?
I need you to be a little more specific.
You're teaching him, like, you know, like,
this is where the fork goes.
Like doing flips and karate.
You know these things?
I know of them from Mark Kenobi's movies.
So, yeah, we're
choreographing scenes together.
We're gonna Netflix and hang out and not put it in each other.
Okay. Oh. So you're not spaceflixing and chilling.
Yeah, we're not spaceflixing and chilling. We're just spaceflixing and teaching me to not shit on the floor.
Okay. Are there any specific movies you guys are watching on or series on spaceflix?
Oh yeah.
Oh. Email. What?
Remember, I picked up that whole DVD collection.
Yeah, and you guys watched all of them on the way to Tatooine.
We're doing it again.
Oh my god, two weeks of just the same seven movies over and over again.
Yeah,
you're fucking terrible.
It's torturous.
All right, anything? What are you doing?
Sawbone was hanging out with Willie Rowe.
Uh-huh.
For quite a while.
Okay.
I decided with Willie that I would like to get an implant put in.
Okay.
To increase my reflexes.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Nice. Okay.
Doing a lot of reading about
Okay.
Cybernetic surgical
Okay.
I figured
so you guys want to do that real quick?
Yeah.
You want to
cybernetically surgical him.
Roll some. You have to roll some shit for that, or since I guess they're not
treat injury. Yeah, it'd be a surgery check.
Yeah, yeah. Let's go into a check.
I mean,
for
it's
that.
All him, right?
First check of the game.
It's a 27.
27. You guys do that surgery after Kashyyyk because obviously you did not have it during the Life Day episode, and also,
yeah.
Like we're gonna say that's gonna take you like 2 days to recover, and like you would not have been ready.
Oh, for that? Okay.
For everything on Kashyyyk by then. Because of all the studying he had to do, the kind of gathering of the resources that he has to make the implant that he needs to do, like all that happens after Kashyyyk. So, okay. But after that, now you have the reflex. It's a bonus plus two to your reflex. Is that what it was? Yeah. So add that to your reflexes, my dude.
I feel like we should be also talking about what we want for Life Day since it hasn't happened yet.
Y'all got a wish list going on? I just want pieces for my jacuzzi, really.
One piece?
Yeah, I want a one piece for my jacuzzi, if I ever get
like,
one.
One of those old, like, 1920s
yeah,
one
stripes.
Piece. Yeah, with the stripes.
And a parasol. Just twisted my arms.
Anybody else have anything on their wish list?
I don't know. I'd It'd be cool if Santa gave me like a script or something. That'd be neat.
Careful what you wish for.
Something I could really use, you know?
So meta.
Yeah. So, it's like preemptively salty.
Oh, shit. All right. What are you doing on this time? You've got.
Well, I really was. I forgot that we're before. This is before Life Day.
Mm hmm.
So my plan was to send out those script, that script out to...
We will have a week afterwards.
Okay, good.
So,
okay.
But before...
before that.
Yeah, I mean, this is a time to meditate, to...
Oh, I've been meditating, but I've also... I've been away for 5 years, so I'm updating my SMDB.
Okay.
Also, I've been doing, like, my social media and stuff, trying to get back in touch with fans. Like,
okay.
So...
Trying to get that present. You gotta get your presents out there.
My first update, I've spent a good 24 hours thinking about what my first update should be.
Okay, sure.
So I've been like going back and forth like, I don't know, should I be like, I'm here, but I'm not here? Or like, I'm available for roles, but I can't because I'm on this mission? Like, I'm real conflicted, okay? I don't know what to do. I'm like a Jedi and stuff, but I also love to still act, but I don't know if that's where my heart is anymore. Because my heart is real big for that Jedi shit. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
It's real tough. So just, you know, sitting back, thinking about it, just looking at this little dot on the screen, like... And that's it.
Uh-huh.
I think you hit 240 characters. Wow.
And then meditating and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there anything important in your inventory?
Oh, yeah. I got, like, I've been studying this little thing I got.
Okay.
Like, early on in a mission.
Uh-huh.
It's real cool. Okay.
What is it? Can you name it?
Yeah. It's one of those, I got a little thing. Hold on.
Oh, my God.
I got it here somewhere. It's a, I think it's a holocron or something.
It is.
Yeah, it's a rare one, too.
I feel like we can hear him in his room talking to himself.
Who is he talking to?
You don't know.
Do you guys hear this? Like, I got a holocron. I got a holocron.
Dude, that guy's fucking weird.
Is he
fucking
in there with crazy. Somebody?
That's how I meditate.
That's how he keeps himself company. Like, oh, God, I'm alone? Oh, okay.
Now, remember, 5 years by myself, so
yeah. I got lots of clems.
Yeah, I got
That's
a
lot of spoogle.
I got a rare holocron here. Just kind of tossing it back and forth in my hands. Open. So, you know, just studying that. You know, trying to use the force on it. It's not working.
The force. I love it.
Yeah, there's you to open a holocron, you meditate.
Yeah.
Focusing on it. So
here we go.
Are you doing that?
Okay,
you're
here
doing
we go.
That.
All right, I'm going to focus on this for you. Okay, I shut my eyes, and then I'm looking at it with my force eyes instead of my regular eyes. Here we go. Force eyes. All right.
Will you give me a use the force check?
Ooh. Force eyes.
22.
All right. And at 22, while you're there meditating, this takes you a number of hours to really focus because, well, you're Mark Kenobi. And so you feel it start to levitate out of your hand. Huh? You can hear it start to open up.
It's moving.
So it opens up and then it like kind of floats down to the floor next to you, like where you're sitting down meditating.
Okay.
And I like a little, it's like a, inside of the holocrons are these little like holo projectors. And on these holo projectors, normally whoever created the holocron appears. It's like a little, it's like a memory of them.
Somebody put a movie theater in here.
And the person who made it, they make like a version of themselves. They're called gatekeepers. Okay. So, and you know this through some of your training, just hearing about holocrons and stuff. So you see, it's a looks like a holo, like recording, of a it's a female human.
Oh, how you doing? How do I hit play?
You don't hit play. You just talk to me.
Hey, what's going? Oh, hey, lady.
Hi.
Are you a gatekeeper and stuff?
I am a gatekeeper. You have opened my holocron.
I'd like to open more than that.
Well.
And then she just turns off. And the holocron.
Oh, shit. I got to focus again.
It closes back up.
Okay.
So roll another use the force check if you're going to do this again.
Hey, guys. I think he's calling a sex line in there.
21.
Okay. After a few more hours of meditating.
It opens back up.
Oh, sweat.
And she's like,
you again.
Oh, sorry about last time, okay?
Uh-huh.
I'm real focused this time.
Okay.
What's up?
Well, you've opened my holocron. I really need you to super focus here.
I'm trying. What's up?
Well, my name is Jedi Namaskara.
Namaskara, okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm a Jedi from about 5,000 years ago.
Oh. You old?
Yes.
Yeah.
I am this is a very old holocron.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, real me is passed on to the Force. And this is my holocron. I can teach you things. I can teach you new Force abilities.
Ooh.
And fun stuff like that.
Okay. I'm willing to learn.
Are you?
Yeah. I could do cool stuff.
Oh, you can do cool stuff.
Yeah. I opened you, didn't I?
Well, I mean, a lot of meditation.
I mean, it took a little bit longer than I expected, but I got a lot on my mind, okay?
And I open the door, and I go, hey, we're making popcorn in the other... And then I see what's going on, and I just back out the way. Just real slowly step out the room.
So, any questions you have for her about, like, where she came from, or...
Tell me a little bit about your war stories and stuff.
Well, I was a part of a huge battle. I fought alongside Jenta Paul, who was a powerful, powerful Jedi who created some Leviathans.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And we created them on the planet of Korbos. We a group of us made a Leviathan, which is just a giant force-powered creature. And we
killed one of those.
Don't think that you did.
No.
Oh, okay. It was big.
This, I promise you, was probably much bigger than anything you've ever faced.
Oh, well.
It's like starship-sized.
That's pretty big.
Yeah.
It is on a planet?
It was.
Oh, okay. Where is it now?
I'm assuming still on that planet. I have no idea. It's been 5,000 years.
That's true. You got GPS coordinates?
No.
Okay. Let me ask you something else, okay? Mm-hmm. Can I get a cool lightsaber?
You can build a lightsaber.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Do you know what a crystal's
you
on?
You can build a lightsaber at level 7.
How do you know that?
Well, I'm a Jedi.
Oh, okay. Level 7 Jedi. Level 7. Uh-huh. Got it.
Okay.
Cool. Okay. Well, now I know that.
Yeah, there's crystals all over the universe on different planets and stuff. Ilum has some. There's some on Dantooine and other planets.
Ooh, ooh.
Uh-huh.
Right here.
Yes.
I gotta go. Okay. Hey, so can you tell me more about my master?
No.
You don't know him?
I clearly don't know
him. Okay, I just didn't know if you
five,
knew
him. Hi, 5,000 years old.
Yeah, well, mm-hmm. Okay. I just didn't know how old he was.
I mean, very few species live to be 5,000 years old.
Uh-huh.
5,000 plus years old.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
So.
Okay.
And you didn't tell me, like, his name.
I just thought you knew him.
Or anything.
Because you're in the force and stuff.
I'm not. I don't, you don't understand, I'm a computer.
Yeah.
Like, I just.
You got a database.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's cool. 5,000 years old, so I promise you he's not in my database.
Got you now.
Okay.
Okay. Cool, we're on the same page.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You want to teach me some cool tricks?
I can try.
Okay, cool. Let's do this.
Okay. So what we're going to do for this, for learning the force powers and stuff,
mm-hmm.
Over like the while you guys are still on the ship and stuff, I'll ask you to make some use the force checks and stuff, and you need to pass 6 use the force checks to learn this power.
Okay.
You do have a choice. She will teach you two different depending on how you want to kind of use your character.
Mm-hmm.
So one she'll teach you is rage. The other thing that she'll teach you is light. So you decide which one of those you want to train in.
Mm-hmm.
She'll teach you one or the other. And then from there, there are eventually we'll get there later. There those just variants of those powers for you to learn if you so choose. So which one is it going to be?
Willie Rowe, come in, or not Willie Rowe? Get out of here!
Get out of here!
I like open the door and then leave.
I need my boy Cal. Cal D-Bag, get in here.
What's going on?
Hey,
what?
Listen. You see this hot chick right here?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. She gave me a choice, okay? I got rage or light. What should I choose?
She gave you a choice for what?
Rage.
Okay.
I can rage it out, or I could do some light shit.
Oh, you're talking about force powers?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You should have led with that.
Well, I felt you listening through the fucking door all the time.
I wasn't listening.
Okay.
I swear. I don't want to know what goes
on
in this room.
You opened that door when he called for you.
Yeah. Walks in with a glass in his hand.
What do you think?
Well, what do you feel on the inside?
One is casting and one is melee.
Let's do a little word association. I'll say words.
Okay.
And you tell me what you think.
Okay, cool.
Anger.
Sex.
Okay.
Jesus. I mean, he's a frustrated guy.
No, he's not. He just got laid.
Oh, yeah. That's clearly not very good. Oh, wait. I forgot. Oh,
I don't think it was her fault.
I'm sure
it was not good. So.
Oh, shit.
She didn't say that.
Well, you did do the walk of shame
pissed.
Back.
She was.
Whether you do it was the walk of shame or not.
Yeah, she never said anything, and you don't even know about it because I didn't tell you about it.
I didn't tell you.
No, she doesn't go here. She goes to another school.
She walked on the ship and told everybody.
Yeah, I told you,
bro,
but you don't know what she thought.
I can smell the disappointment on you.
Okay.
We all have her Twitter.
We all know.
Second word.
Uh-huh.
Saber.
Ice cream cone.
Okay. These are all really good answers. This is telling me a lot about it. I think you should go with rage.
Okay, thanks, buddy.
Bye, lady.
Can I think about it? Can you give me a good 5 minutes here?
Sure thing.
I just need to really meditate.
Okay.
Anybody else want to do something real quick while he's doing that? I mean, what is Chub Rub doing?
Well, at some point, I want to get together with Mark Kenobi and do some force trainings, because that seems like fun. And
This is... You can use the hologram.
Okay. I might go poke my head up in there, see what all this forced usage is going on.
Okay.
Waddle in.
Hey, Mark Nobi, what's going on in here?
Oh, hey, Chub Chub.
Excuse me?
Hi, that's a nickname. Come on, sit down,
no,
Chub
no,
Chub.
No. In my language, that means something real bad.
Oh. Okay.
Pronunciation is key.
Yeah, sit down. Talk to the pretty lady.
What's this bitch doing here?
Oh, no.
Excuse me?
She's going to close up. Stop.
Whoa.
I already learned this before, okay?
Hello.
Treat it with respect.
Oh, okay. My bad, lady. What's up? You fine, girl.
No! Okay? I spent hours getting her out of her magic box, okay? Anyways.
Yeah. I'm a cute at her. That's a 19 on a cute check.
She is not phased.
Aw.
Dude, this holographic lady doesn't think I'm cute. Makes me sad.
Kind of shrugs.
So how do I learn things from you, pretty lady hollow thingy?
Well, you can meditate and I can... teach you some force powers and and things, and I'll answer questions, and I'll answer them the best that I can if I have been given the knowledge that you seek.
That's pretty cool. So what are you trying to learn, Mr. Makanobi?
Oh, I got a choice here. I got rage or light. I can rage out like a monster or something.
I like to rage.
I like to rage, too.
I think you should take rage. I wouldn't mind learning how to channel my rage.
Okay.
I think I'm going to go rage.
Thing, is that
the force check?
Yeah, we'll do some use the force check.
I think I'm going to go rage, too.
Okay. All right. I mean, it takes you pretty much the rest of the trip, really focusing on this every day, every waking hour that you can. You've learned rage, so you may want to go look that up in the book and find out what you can do.
I shall.
That. So, just like him, like you guys, it takes you almost the entire trip. So, while you guys are focused on that, pretty much in the, I'm going to say you guys do this in the, like, the main, not the main quarters, but like the main, where you, the bunks are. So you guys are just in there most of the time. So everyone else gets to enjoy a nice relaxing trip for about a week of not dealing with their bullshit.
It's a super chill time.
Yeah,
on
you guys
the
get
ship.
To like watch other movies.
I quietly read.
Yeah, you get to read. I guess at this time, are you're having PN15 scan your books for you?
Was I doing that?
You mentioned it after Life Day.
Oh yeah, no, I was like loading him with knowledge.
Okay,
I was trying to.
You're gonna have him scan the books for you to put them on your data pad to take with you.
Yeah.
You have about a week, and he's a robot, and he can do it 24/7. So he can scan all those books for you.
Cool. I'm going to keep checking on it periodically to make sure that it's
and then, like, taking
smoothly.
Books as he finishes them so you can continue reading them yourself. Okay.
Yeah. Cool. We'll check out everything.
Are we after Kashyyyk yet, or are we
at this point, we're after Kashyyyk, yeah.
Okay. Because at some point, Willy Rowe and I were going to work on him learning my language.
That's true.
Okay. Yeah.
We can do that and sit and talk.
To sit and talk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but in the 2 weeks, you can understand Ewokese a little bit better, but you just not Rosetta enough time Stone. To quite master the language.
Right.
So.
Right. I'm going to have a data pad and like be recording notes and sounds that I hear and things to try and understand what's happening inside of it.
Okay. Kale, you have a brand spanking new inflatable jacuzzi.
Yeah, I've been after Kashyyyk. I've just been trying to blow that one up. Really lightheaded.
Yeah,
I walked by the other day and it was just.
It's gotten like an inch off the ground.
Yeah, it's
terrible.
It's yeah. I don't think you're gonna have it inflated by the time you get there.
No, but I'll be well on my way.
One day, buddy. One day.
How many parts do you have, Chubrub? Like, just random parts.
I got pockets on pockets full of random crap.
Can we make an air compressor?
Let's see how my mechanics roll is.
That's a 30 on a knowledge technology.
Okay.
Okay, if he has the... how to make a
air compressor. You can tell him how to do it.
That's a nat 20.
Yeah!
You guys make an air compressor that will attach to PM15. It's like out his butt, so.
He squats for president.
Yes. just hear just a.
We'll just gift that to KLD Bag.
You guys, this is the happiest day of my life.
I wanted to send out. Santa gave me this really cool gift, and so I've been looking up all my contacts that I used to have and sending the script out to everybody.
Okay.
Just because I want to be on Santa's good side, maybe for next year.
Making space lemonades out of space lemons.
So here we go. Do, 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 do.
Okay. It's called lemon. So you just send it lemons. To a bunch of people.
Yeah.
You don't hear back from anybody.
Oh. I update my space book with a sad face.
Perfect time for the trombone or the slide whistle.
Boom.
Boom, boom, boom.
All right, with that, you guys pull out of hyperspace. You're right above Ormantel.
So one thing while we were in hyperspace, Willy Road, I took probably a couple hours, found some, there's bound to be some kind of parchment or paper on the ship. I've got some calligraphy skills.
Okay.
And I'm going to write the Jedi code. We'll find it in an encyclopedia. I'm going to write it out. Like nice and pretty, and then I'm gonna go and hand it to Mark Kenobi, it's for Life Day.
I feel like your master would want you to always remember this.
Oh, cool. And I throw it over my shoulder onto my bunk.
Oh, all right, well, I leave. I remember that for the next time that I need to use a med pack.
Absolutely. Yeah, anytime he needs some help.
The Ingo most charismatic player in the game. Yeah,
Ingo, suck a dick.
What a dick move, man. Like, just such a fucking dick.
Can't take it back.
I'm sorry. It's
like he was just doing a good gesture, and then you're just a fucking dick.
I go and do one of the Code of the Sith, and then I give that to him.
Yeah.
I look at it. Okay. And I just throw it over my shoulder onto the bunk.
Expected.
Yeah. All right. So you guys come out of hyperspace. You're nearing the planet of Ord Mantell, where you're supposed to go. PN-15 he's finished scanning all of your encyclopedias, and he's over at one of like the consoles, like one of the just typing furiously, just typing away. Just and then he's like, "Fellas, I just I made contact with Link B, which is Mardosh Box's contact, to find out where to meet him at. He's in the city of Whirlport, which is the capital city of Ord Mantell. He said to meet him at a cantina called the Weighted Freighter. He said he'll be there with a buddy, just the two of them. He said you'll see him when you walk in. So that's pretty much it.
I'm going to pull us into...
Well, before you do that, obviously a voice is going to come through and say, you know...
Hello? This is the Ord Mantell, Space Control.
Hey, what's up, dude?
Please ID your ship.
The Tin Sparrow.
All right. Where are you boys headed?
Yeah, the capital.
All right. If you will make your way over to Docking Bay 42, they will guide you in.
And hands up. You guys make your way to Whirlport. At this point, while you guys are landing, who has the bounty, the portable bounty board?
I have
that.
The portable bounty
That starts dinging in wherever it is. I guess you just have it in your pocket or whatever. All right. You look at that, and it alerts you that there are three available bounties.
Oh, shit.
Guys, there's three bounties. And, how much? I know that you guys do a lot for me.
All right.
But so I'm going to need some help.
The
again.
Three bounties are, the first one is Keith Stragg. He is a successful musician who happens to owe a lot of money to the Hutts. He's in town to perform at an event that's happening. He's staying at the Grand Hotel. He has minimal security. He is wanted dead. 5,000 credits.
Ooh, dead.
Mm. Number two is Audrey Fett. Fett, P-H-E-T. Just so you guys don't think I'm talking about Boba. It's a female Zabrak scientist. Recently made advances in a rat ghoul serum. Currently hiding out as she knows that she's wanted for her serum. She wants to get it to the Republic, but she knows that she's currently being chased by various organizations that want to either destroy it or to make profit off of it.
Serum to stop the rat ghoul infestation?
Nice. Yep. Mm-hmm. She is currently... was last seen at the Crown Jewel Casino. She has a gambling addiction. She's wanted alive by the Hutts. No security. 5,000 credits alive and returned to Nar Shaddaa. Zero credits if dead, so make sure she's alive.
Ooh.
Bounty three is Timo Zhongdi. He's a male Rodian. He's a small-time crook and death stick dealer. The Black Sun feel that he is encroaching on their territory, but feel that he is young enough that they can recruit him to their side.
Oh, he wants him alive.
6,000 credits alive and taken to the Black Sun headquarters on Ord Mantell. 2,000 credits of dead. Because fuck him. If he fights, kill him. They give you like a little map of his territory, and it's actually kind of near the Weighted Freighter, where you guys are actually headed. So you guys are going to be near his, where he's out selling
convenient.
Shit. Convenient. So those are the three bounties you guys can do. Hey, everyone. It's your host and DM, Doug. Thanks so much for listening. We hope that you're really enjoying this. This episode's a little bit slower than some of our other ones because these guys just can't stop role-playing. You just sit them in front of their microphones and just let them talk. They will talk for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours, which is what we do once a month. this stuff was recorded in January, so we're starting to get a little caught up. A little, I say. This was about half, I would say. This is like an hour and 40 minutes that got cut down to this episode. So that was a little, that's about half of what we recorded that night. So we're getting there. We're getting to the part where the people who have tweeted at us are actually in the episodes. So we're getting there. If you like what you're listening to, please check out our other shows, such as the 8-Bit Geek, which is like our mothership of a show where we talk about all nerdy things. And 8-Bit Legends, where we talk about the CW, DC TV shows like Arrow, Flash, and Legends of Tomorrow. Divas Drop Kicks and Dives, if you want to listen to a show that talks about wrestling. Brainberry Tards, if you want to listen to a show about two ladies and their lady problems. I don't fucking know. That sounds gross. I don't know. I don't know what they talk about. Dating? I know there's dating involved at one point. And nerd stuff? I don't know. And Garbage Day, which is a show on the network, I guess. I don't know. We are going to be at some upcoming conventions, such as Dallas Comic Con, which is the end of March, and the beginning of April. It's like March 31st through April 2nd or something like that. Jaren and I will be there walking the floor, taking pictures, handing out flyers, doing all sorts of fun stuff. So if you see us, we'll probably have some 8-Bit Geek shirts on. If you see us, come say hi. We're also going to be at Star Wars Celebration. Ed and I are going to that one. That is in April. We'll be there. I don't know the dates for that exactly. Off the top of my head, it's like the 11th through the something, or the 13th through the something. I don't remember. It's April. It's in Orlando, Florida. If you're going to that, again, come say hi. We'll be wearing 8-Bit Geek, 8-Bit Saga shirts, handing out flyers, doing all that fun stuff. At the end of beginning of May. Yeah, it's the beginning of May. Texas Frightmare Weekend in Dallas, Texas. We're going to be there once again, taking pictures, handing out flyers, meeting people, saying hi. So if you see us there, it's going to be great. And then Alamo City Comic Con at the end of May, we will have a booth at the convention where, again, you can come find us. You can enter raffles to win prizes that we're going to be giving away, like a Nintendo Switch, an Xbox One, a whole bunch of different pops, passes to next year's convention, so on and so forth. So come say hi. We'll have a booth. We don't have the number yet, but when we do, we'll make sure to let you know. But you can, again, you'll see us taking pictures, handing out flyers, wearing our 8-bit geek stuff, you know, doing what we do. Let's see. We also have, speaking of t-shirts, we have shirts available at 8bitgeek.threadless.com. You can pick up shirts for all your favorite shows, including 8-Bit Saga. I highly recommend the Tri-Blend shirts. They're a little more expensive, but they are super soft and super comfortable. If you have drawn any fan art or would like to share some fan art with us, please send it to us on Twitter or Facebook. We've gotten some recently, and it's amazing. And I know Jarrus printed some off to hang in his office because it's cool. It's one of the coolest fucking things about doing the show. Make sure to check us out on patreon.com/8bitgeek, where you can support the show for as little as $1 a month, which helps us for the conventions that we're going to and all that fun stuff. And, you know, you get some extra content from us. So kind of it's a win-win for everybody. Make sure to follow us on Facebook at the 8-Bit Geek. You can follow us on Twitter at 8-Bit_Saga. And you can tweet at us using the hashtag 8-Bit Saga, and we'll name a character after you, which brings me to the most exciting part. We have two people in this episode specifically. One of them was name-dropped in the last episode, but they name-dropped him in this one. I'm just going to go ahead and let you know who he is, and that's Linkby, is named after our good friend Link. His handle is Link IB. And then Jedi Namaskara is named after Amanda Is a Jerk. I just took the letters of her name, Amanda, or her handle, Amanda Is a Jerk, rearranged them and made Jedi Namaskara. So thanks, guys, for your names. I hope you like what we do with your characters, because there's some other NPCs that show up much later where it's like, hey, it's so and so. And now they're dead. So I hope you guys like what we did with your characters. Yeah, let's get back to the show. This is a long break. I super, super apologize. A lot to talk about. Lots to talk about. Let's get back to it and finish this stuff up. All right, so you guys land. You guys know what you need to do. You guys can choose any order in which to do it. So you guys can go to the weighted freighter first. You can try and find these bounties first. You can go shopping first.
We've got a lot of extra shit we can sell off. Yeah. Like, a lot.
We should sell some shit.
We should sell all that shit and then buy some shit.
And then we should go get the bounties.
Yeah, I'm ready for some bounties.
Yeah.
So you guys get off the ship. You make your way through the spaceport. You come out onto, like, kind of like the main... It's like the main, like, main street. It's like this... kind of like it's a capital city. It's bustling. There's a lot of stuff. It's the main road. Up ahead, you can kind of see there's like a bunch of shops and stuff, and it's like a kind of like a capital building, kind of like at the far end. There are you see three shops that catch everyone's eye, and then there's Blades, Blast, and Beyond. There is a Solar Pastel, and there's a Bantha Barn.
Is that like rustic decor?
And things you may need around the ship or for your personal stuff, yeah.
I say we go to the Blades place.
Mm-hmm. That's probably the place where we can sell most of the things that we have.
Yeah, yeah, let's do it. Go to Blades, Blast, and Beyond first.
Sure.
All right, so you guys walk in, and it is... imagine Bed Bath and Beyond, but just like... It's the same kind of warehousey look, and like, you know how... That store.
A retail store.
Bright fluorescent lights.
A lot of white, but just a lot of like guns and knives and swords and grenades.
Oh,
and
man.
Chub Rub's eyes candles, light up.
We get like different smells of gunpowder.
One question.
What?
We have a lot of shit. How are we transporting it right now?
We still have those carts.
You do still have
I'm just making sure we brought carts off of the ship.
Yeah. Okay.
I think that was given, right?
Yeah. We said we were going to sell the extra
we're gonna sell stuff.
We
you
had.
Guys, yeah, you put them in boxes.
Does the shop? I wonder what the shop owner thinks when we're like everyone's carting in with these.
Right, we just
like
bring
all
in
this
a cart
shit.
Of,
I mean, it's normal, right?
Yeah,
like
it's not that much
volume.
It's like a cart. It's like a cart or two. It's not like a whole bunch of carts. I mean, because a lot of the stuff you have are pretty actually tiny items, like comm links.
Oh, okay. Because I just remember, is that everything from? Because we saved up a couple carts.
That's everything off those carts.
Yeah, okay. That's everything.
Oh, okay.
There's like four.
Everything
carts,
that y'all didn't. Take and put in your own inventories.
All right, so you guys, you walk in, and there is a like a sell your wares here, and it's kind of off to the like front left when you walk in. Nice little customer service area and a place where they'll buy stuff off you to resell.
Let's go over there.
Who has the highest charisma?
Not this guy.
That would be me,
Willie Rowe. I suggest that you go and talk to the counter guy and sell our stuff.
I was thinking that same thing.
All right, so you guys walk up, and there's just a human male that's behind the thing. And it's like, how may I help you?
Well, we were looking to sell some of these things that
all right,
are behind
what do you,
me in these carts.
What have you got? And he kind of comes around, and you guys just kind of go through because
yeah,
you've got
sorted.
A fucking ton of stuff here. And he's like, 4,000 to 5,000 for all that stuff.
45,000?
45,000 credits for all that junk inside those trunks.
I walk up behind him. I'm like, how much?
45,000.
45,000. Can we get more?
Maybe.
Try to get more, buddy.
Persuade.
Be patient.
Okay. I'll see how you do things.
Yeah.
If not, I could use the force.
I'm right here.
No, I was
just politely looking in every direction.
I think some of these vibro, these axes and these blades are of pretty good quality and might be worth a little bit more than that. I got a 25 on a persuasion.
The highest I can go is about 55,000.
55,000.
What about some store credit?
Yeah, what about store credit?
Well, store credit, I can only give you about like 100, maybe like 5.
Okay.
Well, in credit. But the rest has to be out in like in credit chips.
Of course. Well, what if we leave this here for now and we'll like peruse your goods and see what kind of things we might want to use that credit for.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good to me.
Sounds good.
Peruse away,
yeah,
folks.
Yeah,
peruse.
So, the inventory at this store, what we're going to do is we're going to go through, we're going to tell you what you have, you guys can choose what you're going to buy, and then we're going to go around the table, we're going to try and keep this as organized as fucking possible, because going through the store stuff is always a pain in the ass.
It is.
So, They have, for your pistols or your rifles, a flash suppressor and silencer. Those are 400 credits. They have a surveillance tagger. That is 450 credits.
Okay.
There's a Vidvox scrambler. The Vidvox scrambler is 3,400 credits. A cryogenic pouch. Those are kind of like the specialty items. We've got some anti-personnel mines for 500 credits. Some smoke grenades for 100. Some energy balls for 250. Those are the blue balls that he's been using.
I think I'm blue-balled up.
Detonite for 500. Detonite strips for 1,000.
Okay.
It's like it's a strip of detonite that you can like place in a shape or something to blow a hole a specific way instead of just a brick.
I think it gives you like a +5 on your mechanics check if you're setting it. Stuff like that.
Anti-vehicle mines for 300.
Limpets.
Some frag grenades for 200, ion grenades for 250, thermal grenades for 1,500. And then there's the, was it the amphistaff? What was that? Amphistaff? What does that do?
That's that, like, electric double-sided staff.
Yeah, like the one that, like, Count Dooku's guards have. Mm-hmm. The two ends.
Cool.
That's those. That is 2,000 credits. And then, obviously, there's some vibro blades for 250, some vibro knucklers. Again, for, we'll say 200. I didn't write a price down because I'm an idiot. Vibro dagger for 100. Some energy cells and some power packs, 10 and 25 each, depending on which one. So that's what they got at this store.
So do we, do you guys just want to buy a whole bunch of stuff and then if there's money left over, then we split that? Does that work?
Yeah.
I'm
Okay. Willie, what'd you buy?
How many of these surveillance taggers and Vidvox scramblers do we think we need? Should we each get these kind of things?
It wouldn't be bad for each of us to have multiple those things.
Those are $450 a piece.
Yes, I'm going to get four of those and one of the Vidvox scramblers. That's going to be 5,200 out of the...
Okay. All right. Kale?
What were they called? Trackers?
The surveillance taggers?
Taggers, that's right. I'm going to get two of those. I'm going to get one of those Vox scramblers. And then I'm getting a cryogenic pouch. Okay, how much is that one?
That is 600.
Okay. I got a smoke grenade.
Okay.
Two of them.
All right.
And then I got two thermal grenades. So isn't that 3,000?
That'll be 3,000, yeah. How much? Give me a total.
8,100.
All right, I have a laundry list because Chub Rub is the bomb guy. Uh-huh. So, AP mines, anti-personnel.
Okay.
Four of those at 500 apiece for 2,000. Four smoke grenades at 100 apiece. That's 400. Three bricks of detonite at 500 apiece for 1,500. One of the detonite strips just because for 1,000. And four of the limpet, the anti-vehicle mines for 300 each for 1,200. And four thermal detonators for 6,000. Should be the, and then one of those taggers, so that should be 12,550.
That's a good buy right there.
Yeah, well, now I'm the Swiss Army knife of explosives.
All right, Sawbone.
Sawbone got two taggers.
Okay.
One Vox scrambler and two detonite strips. A total of 6,300.
Mark Anobi.
I think I'll stock up a little bit on some bombs.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
Why not?
Well, they're fun.
They're fun.
How much fun he's having.
He has a ton of fun with them.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get four thermal grenades.
Okay.
And then I'm going to grab, I'll grab a couple taggers. You know, how much were those?
The taggers were 450.
Mm-hmm. What else were there? What other bombs?
Frag, ion, thermal.
I'll take some frags.
Energy balls.
I'll take energy balls, too.
And some smoke.
I'll take four energy balls, and then I'll take four frags. And I guess that's it.
We not over our limit?
What's the total?
7,800.
7,800. All right. That brings your total down to 16,050 credits is how much you guys are going to get to split amongst yourselves.
That ain't bad.
Yeah.
Nope.
So you guys made out You guys made the fuck out.
Do we want to keep that money in a group fund for now?
Fund
for the other stores as well?
Sure.
Okay, let's just do that.
So the store, you know, they help you bag everything up. They put it back on your little pushy cart thing. And, you know, they give you the credits, the 16,000 or whatever. And then they wave you goodbye.
I filled out a membership card. Just real quick. Like a collective group.
Yeah. Is there a rewards card we could sign up for this place?
They don't have a rewards card, but you
definitely
get
a notification.
You're going to start getting some emails
every day about discounts.
Yeah, all the different discounts. Yep. So if they wave you goodbye, you just walk out the door. They just made some money. So
bye. What's the name of that other place?
Hey, let's go to the clothing shop.
Solar Pastel. It's right next door.
Yeah, I could use a new coat. Mine reeks of butter and meat.
The fact that he's recognizing it, though.
Yeah. He's growing as a person.
I know. I like
this
it,
is
but you
character
guys.
Growth.
Yeah. All right. So you guys walk in. It's a clothing store. They have a lot of everything. So you guys, if you want to buy like just new clothing, they have stuff for you.
Sweet.
All tunics and cloaks and
jackets.
And jackets and shorts and jorts and pants and boots and
Jedi robes.
Don't have Jedi robes.
Do they have a bathrobe that looks close?
Just did.
No.
Death in
no
two.
Jedi robes. But they have cloaks and stuff, but it's not like, you know, Jedi robes.
They have like scoundrel jackets.
They got a bunch of like cool like leather jackets.
Baller. I'm doing that.
Nothing has buttons on them though.
I don't
Do they got
the space?
I'm looking around and I'm trying to find Stolcloak. Stolcloak.
Uh-huh.
Hi. Hey.
Stormcloak?
Hey.
Yes.
Hey. Okay, sidebar.
They got black tunics, black robes.
Yeah, go buy that.
Okay, so he goes and buys, and
I try it on, and I come out, and I go, ta-da!
It's the like it kind of looks like the Luke Skywalker, the black tunic.
Man,
the black
he looks
pants
super lame.
I don't look
you somehow ass. Look gayer without the short shorts.
I think I look badass.
If you're gonna, it's 700 credits for that ensemble.
You guys really don't like it? You want me to go back to the robes?
How much for my jacket?
Your jacket's gonna be 450.
That's right, it is.
Are there any really nice jackets that Chub Rub can find?
In the kid section.
Oh, that's awesome. Does it give me a bonus on cute checks?
No.
But they got some little kid jackets, little kid bomber jackets.
What about like a big old trench coat? I need the pockets.
Well, I mean, they're not going to be big old trench coats because they're for kids.
Yeah, but are there big pockets?
Well, you could probably go to the adult section and find just a normal jacket.
Just cut it.
And it'll, you know, just a normal jacket. Not like a normal trench coat, but just a normal jacket. And it'll probably be like a trench coat on you.
Yeah, that works.
There's enough pockets.
Yeah, I just need all the pockets.
Yeah, just one that has a lot of pockets. Okay. You find like a black, kind of, it's like kind of peacoatish, but on you it looks like a black trench coat.
Okay, I'll take it. I'm gonna get some sunglasses and a black leather cap to go with it.
No, they don't have sunglasses. That's the weird thing about space
glasses.
No, they don't have them. They don't exist.
Damn,
it's weird.
Right. Some new bitch and new goggles then.
Sure.
Awesome.
Oh, those will be $250.
Right. How much for all that ensemble?
Well, it's $450 plus $250. So whatever that
700.
Is.
$700.
Are there any like leather? Oh. Leather holsters for my blaster?
Oh. Oh, okay.
No, but I can go through. I can go through the what they do have, like other stuff that you guys may
Might
consider
want.
Buying.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So they do have a stun cloak, and that is a cloak that you wear, and if someone tries to grapple you, it will stun them.
How much is that? No, for real.
That is 3,500 credits. There is stalker armor, which is 7,500. Again, it's a specific armor type. It's in the Galaxy at War book. It's 7,500 credits. There's a camouflage poncho.
Oh, nice.
Ooh.
How much is that?
It has 125 credits. There's an all-weather cloak, and then there's also like a blast vest and helmet. There's some ceremonial armor. There's a combat jumpsuit. Those range in price from 500 to 5,000 to 1,500. You guys ready to give me your totals? All right. You guys want to go around the table? We'll start with Willie. What did you buy, and how much was the total?
Well, I got one of the ponchos.
Okay.
I also got a stun cloak.
Okay.
And then I got 10 outfits.
Okay.
Then I'm going to mix and match.
Okay.
Put up in my closet.
Sure.
Mix and match. Blue top.
Very
top.
Meticulous. I like it.
All right. And how much was that?
It was
5,000.
Okay.
Kale.
I just took mine out of my own because y'all are buying stuff. But I just got the jacket and then the I got this bomb ass jacket. That's real. I mean, I was having ego issues before, but now I'm really looking fly.
Okay.
Like I'm teetering a charisma addition just for how fly I fucking look in my own
in
eyes.
Your head.
Yeah. But, but I mean, reality. Seeing and believing.
No.
You look sure. Hey. You look almost as good as me in Star Transformers.
Don't help him.
That's high praise.
I just got the new jacket and the camo poncho and the like cap and goggles. So it was like $750.
Okay, so yeah. All right, Sawbone, what'd you get? Not including the camo poncho because that's already been accounted for.
I'm gonna take the stalker armor for $7,000.
You now have five sets of leg armor.
I have three.
It's three.
I have three sets of armor.
Could buy it, use it, break it, fix it, change it, pawn it.
Wear armor.
Mill upgrade it.
I took the bomb ass clothes for $700.
All right.
I mean, I can supply the money for my.
No, you're good. You're good. Okay. After that shopping spree, you guys again, you put those bags with the other bags, and you guys frolic out of the store.
Second montage. Oh, yeah.
Again, a part of the montage in my head, where you're just like.
Time to go to the general store.
Yeah. Now have 1,475 credits left.
Okay. We all got money.
And you got
otherwise.
Money in your own.
Can we get a Roomba or Astromech with the?
Not with that.
Can we put in our money at the other store to get a Roomba?
We do need to go check out that other store.
You do.
What's to the last store?
Bantha Barn.
Bantha Butter Barn.
Bantha Barn.
Not quite. Home Goods and shit.
Home Goods and shit.
Home Goods and shit.
Goods and shit.
All right. You need stuff? Come to Bantha Barn. We've got. Home Goods and shit. That's their commercial.
My favorite commercial.
All right, I need some
and
Tupperware.
The bun.
Stop to feel to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, it's like super awkward, like commercials for local stores. That's what it's like. Just like come check out
Joe's big ass barbecue and foot massage.
I've got ants on my eyes. These sales are so low. I can't see them. All right, so you guys walk in that store, and again, it's think of like Pottery Barn. It's just kind of just home goods, things to decorate, and other things for your ships and whatnot, and also for just random shit. It's kind of just a miscellaneous store.
I'm gonna leave the group and walk up to the counter real quick and quietly.
Okay.
Hey.
Hello. Welcome
I'm trying
to,
very hard to listen to what he's saying.
Welcome to Bantha Barn.
Hey, can I ask you a question real quick?
Sure.
I look around and I see Willie Rowe like trying to eavesdrop, but then I'm like, "You got a piece of paper? A pen?
Is this a robbery?
No, I need to write something down. I got a friend over there listening.
Okay.
And so I write down. Do you have any?
Will you stop ruining this?
I wanted to see if I could hear you.
Fuck.
I
I'm writing it down.
Hold on. I rolled a 30 on a perception.
Yeah. You can't. Okay. He's writing it down, so you can't.
No. I just want to see if I heard what he said up to the points.
Yeah, you heard everything up to that point.
Okay. When he says that I have a friend listening, I'm going to stop listening.
Okay.
All right. So you're not listening anymore?
No, I'm going to turn back to the conversation.
Okay, cool.
I mean, you're going to hear it right now in person, but. Willie's not gonna hear it.
Yeah, Willie's not there.
All right.
Do you got do you sell poster frames?
Of course, they're in the back near the frame section.
Oh,
in the back of the store. Yeah, if
I
you just look at the sign.
Okay,
it's
listen.
That's fine.
No. Here, I need this to be a top secret undercover.
Okay.
I just need to purchase two of them.
Uh huh.
And then I need you to deliver it real quick for me over to Bay 42.
Okay.
Can you do that for me?
Sure. Will someone be there to like sign and accept?
Yeah, there's PN15.
Okay.
And then
sure.
Also, do you have any cologne?
No.
Do you have any fragrances?
No, it's not that kind of store.
Okay. Do you have any like gel or anything? Do you have any bathroom products?
We don't have bathroom products.
You don't have any products. No.
Well, we have products, but not bathroom products.
Okay, do you see that guy over there?
Uh-huh.
He looks like real, like he takes care of himself.
Yeah, based on his beard and the shine of it and the way that curl is, he's definitely using that top-notch Kashyyyk oil.
You got that?
Mm-hmm. No.
Okay. Do you have any, like, rings, any, like, necklaces, anything?
No.
Okay, so just the frames then. I wanted to get him a
gift.
We
got the frames right now.
Wait,
yeah.
Do you have like a knickknack or something that I can like...
Absolutely. Look, it's a home goods store.
Okay, cool. Throw one in.
Just any knickknack.
No, something that he would like from his planet.
I don't know where he's from.
Do you?
Do you know where he's from?
I mean, I can...
It's got away from you.
Yeah, from Coruscant.
Okay.
Yeah, so something from there.
Okay.
Something to remind him of home.
We can find something.
Okay, but top secret, okay?
Okay.
I'll throw in a couple extra credits for delivery.
Okay, well, and you're going to have to because delivery actually costs money.
I'll throw in a couple extra credits for your help.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
How much is it?
Okay, for the two frames, those are 50 credits each, okay. So it'll be 100 for those.
It's a deal. They're usually like 130 in real life.
These are just like plastic frames, man.
We have fancier ones,
but you didn't specify what you wanted.
Give me a fancy one.
Fancy
this
one?
This has to look nice.
Okay, those are 1,000 apiece.
You got it. Okay.
Okay.
And then what about the knickknack?
Oh, the knickknack, probably about... 150.
Okay, can you wrap it?
Okay, that's a $30 wrapping charge.
Okay, and put a bow on it.
Okay, that's another 50 credits.
And say, for Mark Kenobi.
Okay, so you want to add a note?
Yeah.
That's another 70 credits.
That's a lot for a note. Can
that's
I just...
like 140
credits. Well, because you're packaging it up.
You know what? He's worth it.
Okay, that's like another 150 credits on top of all that.
Okay. Okay, now have it sent over there.
Okay, delivery charge.
Remember, it's Bay 42.
Okay.
We're right down the street.
Okay, it's a delivery charge. And those frames are really nice, so they have to be, you know...
How much?
It's going to be 200 credits for the shipping.
Okay, so we got 200 credits. Then we got a 75 charge for that, for the name on it. And then we got a what? How much was the wrapping?
Well, it was 125 for the wrapping.
125?
No, for the wrapping, the bow, and the name.
Okay, hold on. Wrapping, name, boats. Okay, then the 60... Carry the two. Yeah, let's do it. But I pay you. I paid you. Here
yeah,
you go.
For it was how much was that? That was
I
like,
don't know.
Hold on, is it was 2,000?
You work here.
Is it 2,000 for the frame?
Uh huh.
For the frames, it was 150 for the knickknack. It was 150 for the wrap job, and it was 200 for.
Are you
the,
adding this? Because you're the you have
then,
the
and
you
then,
have the
and then
cash
and then
register.
200.
Did you accidentally clear it?
Yeah. Just so
all right.
You
know. That's 2,500 credits, please.
There you go.
All right, and that's out of your own.
That's
funds.
Out of my own pocket.
Okay. So you guys, start.
Walking up and down the aisles.
I'll go through the inventory that they have. All right, a hollow converter. Hollow converter is really badass. What this does is that it comes with 10 like pre-made individuals, and you can use it to in voices and stuff. So you can use it to disguise who you are on the other side of the call. If you get a call. They're suddenly talking to a Rodian female or something like that. They don't see you. It converts the holo call
nice.
To someone else. No, it'll say what you say. It'll do all that stuff, but they see someone else. It's a way to disguise you.
How much is it?
That is 3,000 credits.
Can we use it over and over again?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's
it is like a, it's like a ship, kind of like a ship upgrade sort of thing.
That would be so a good thing one. For our ship, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That'd be good.
The Veridicator.
The Veridicator. Thank you.
Yeah.
What
I
does
read,
it do?
I read about that. It's a bracelet that monitors the heart rate and, you know, perspiration and pupil dilation of an individual that you're talking to, and it determines their state of mind and then references that against a database for racial things. And then it tells you whether or not what they're saying is true.
It's a lie detector.
Yeah.
It's like a lie detector that you wear that tells you about the person you're talking to.
So yeah, it'll vibrate if they're lying to you.
Those are 4,000 credits. And then there's some camouflage netting. Okay, those are 2,000 apiece. So they're dope.
I'm going to take one out. Take that. I'm going to buy it.
You have a comm scrambler, a comlink tight beam.
I mean, could we get... five of them on the same channel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And those are 300 apiece. The next thing on the list is a plasma bridge that is 12,500 credits.
Oh my gosh.
So if you want to buy one for the team. but you guys don't have a lot of money left in your team.
That's about as much money as I have.
There's not a lot of money.
Yeah. There is a power recharger. Those are 100 credits. There's some ration packs for 5 credits each. I don't necessarily know if you guys need those. You guys are probably pretty stocked still. You guys bought a lot of stuff. They gave you like crates worth.
Yeah.
So.
But if you need them.
If you need them.
They
have not been keeping any track of rations, which is...
I assume there's food on the ship.
Yeah, you pretty much assume anytime you land, like, PN-15 is taking care of all that stuff. You're getting restocked.
Oh,
all on Verbox money.
Woo!
Yeah.
I had some of that mac and cheese. It was delicious.
Yeah. All right.
What?
I meant to tell PN thanks for that.
Okay. Was that a special order? Did you ask
for it? Man.
Do they have, like...
I don't know.
What's that?
Do they have, like, Ziploc bags or something so I can keep meat on me without nasting up my pockets?
Yeah. Man, yeah. They got, like, storage containers. They got some Tupperware and some Pyrex.
Yeah, some Tupperware. Yeah, I can do some Tupperware and it's like a thing of plastic baggies.
Okay. We'll say it's 50 credits for that stuff.
Oh, yeah, done. Okay. Now I can have my meat and eat it, too.
There's also, you guys are, like, talking to a sales rep who's, like, walking you through and he's going through and he's like, yeah, and... I don't know if you guys can tell by the outside of this building, but this used to be a space buster. And when we bought the store, and because no one was renting Holo videos anymore. Everyone's watching space flicks. So we shut down. But we found in the back, we have it. We've been trying to sell it for like a couple of years now. It's a DVD of Wookiee Nights.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's a classic.
Oh, my God.
Theatrical or unrated?
It's the unrated version.
Oh my God.
Is it first edition?
I mean, no. Well, no. Looks like it may be like the 10-year anniversary edition.
Hey, man, I heard you flash your lightsaber in that one.
Huh? I had a big old... Yeah. My lightsaber was huge.
Anyway, it's just a credit. It's one. It's the same. We're just trying to get rid of this thing. So
I got that. I got that.
All right,
cool.
Are
you a fan?
Finally. Hey, Phil, I finally sold it.
Hey, I was in that movie.
Okay, and I've never seen it. Do we want to go around and tell me what you bought and what was used with the $1,400 you have left?
Okay, so we have $1,400 left.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so then like $800 from each of us to get the holo converter.
You guys bought that using that credit for that. There's $1,525 left on it. So split amongst the five of you is 305 credits each towards the holo converter for your ship. Cool. Okay, and there's no more group funds left.
Well, then I'm going to get a Veridicator,
okay.
Comm Scrambler, and the Comm Link type beam.
Mm-hmm.
I'm buying the bridge.
All right, are you buying one?
Ed made the point that we have... jetpacks. We don't need it.
That's true.
But I love the idea of having
but
a bridge.
Not all of us.
I know,
but not all of you. Two of you don't. Two of you do, and one of you rides on someone else.
Yeah, I'm going to get it.
Okay. All
what's
right.
money? I can just use my card. Screw my dad. Well, I could try and use the card.
Yeah, try to use the card.
Don't test your luck.
You could try.
Try it.
I would not.
What's going to happen?
The guards could come and take him away.
Kale, I think this is a bad time for you to... use that card.
Nah, fuck it. Get with your gut.
Yeah. Hey, fucking do it.
The guards can come and take you away, Kale.
I vote for
these guards.
I've been doing so well.
No,
I can do it.
No, I don't think it's a good idea. I agree with Willie on a no.
Talk me out of it.
I'm going to try and talk you out of it. That's a 28.
Against your will?
Yeah, I really don't think you should be doing this, Kale.
You talked him out of it.
Fine. I'll pay regular money for it.
I can mind trick you into it.
Y'all are just... Oh, no.
I'm going to try. What did you roll?
I rolled a one to say that when I'm telling you not to mind trick, you probably shouldn't mind trick him.
And then it didn't work. Cause it was
fuck
one.
It.
Oh, God.
That's absurd.
28 mind trick
against your
I just reach in my back pocket, immediately pull out my card.
What are you trying to do?
Stop him from doing this.
Okay.
I think I'm just like jerk moving backwards and forwards towards this leg, just seizing. No.
What is it?
23.
Is it 23 break your will? She probably does.
Kale, your father's going to keep coming after you continuously.
So we just got the bounty lifted. Like,
but so you every time you
use it, every time you use it on a new planet,
it.
He's going to know where you are.
You don't use it. Use the it. Camera slowly like just is on your face as there's just a trickle of blood coming out of your nose.
My eyes are going lazy just a little bit.
Force five.
Your brain has been fucked with. All right,
I put it away.
And you put it away.
I put it away.
And you pay with normal credits.
Now I pay with normal credits.
Out of your wallet.
$12,500.
Doug doesn't have you mind tricked.
Nope. Credits.
So. The KLD bridge.
The KLD bridge?
KLD bridge! I call it the KLD bridge!
Oh. All right.
Bridge to D-Bag and Mathia. Nope, that doesn't work.
Is that all you're
bridge
buying?
Bridge over a river kale.
What? It's just a river full of kale.
What?
Bridge over troubled kale?
Mm-hmm. What were you going to say, Doug?
Is that it?
Oh, yeah, that's it.
All right. Chubbs.
I just bought some Tupperware and the camo netting.
Okay. So that was
how much? 2050.
Okay, 2050, perfect. Sawbone, what'd you buy?
So Sawbone bought the Tight Beam, two power rechargers, and the one copy of Wookiee Nights.
Nice. That one credit, because no one wanted that shit.
It was a total of 806 credits.
Sweet. All right, Mark Kenobi, what did you buy?
I got that Comlink Tight Beam.
That's it?
Yeah.
All right. All right. It sounds like you guys are all purchased up.
I reached in my shopping bag and grabbed Wookiee Nights, and I give it to KLD Bag.
What?
I give Wookiee Nights to KLD Bag because he's such a big Mark Kenobi fan.
Okay.
But before he hands it to him, I grab it, and I pull a Sharpie out of my
autograph it.
And I sign it.
Uh-huh.
Here you go.
And I awesome.
It's now worth 25 cents.
It depreciated in value because he wrote on it. That was a limited edition.
You got a star of the movie. I think it's going to increase in value.
Mm.
They don't call me a star for nothing, bitch.
Mm. Yeah. You didn't have to write the autograph, okay, next to it. But
with an arrow.
Yeah, with an arrow pointing to it. That was unnecessary.
You guys can decide what you're going to go do next. You can go meet with Linkby, or you guys can...
Oh, we're doing some bounties.
Let's kill some.
We're getting some bounties.
To be continued next time on 8-Bit Saga Presents Shadow of the Old Republic.